a Jesus welcome. Salvation Center welcome. Let's welcome the chairman, RCCGNA, to the podium. Daddy, you're welcome, sir. We will be formally, officially dedicating our new building to the glory of God. You're welcome, sir.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. It's a joy to be in San Antonio. And I know that God is here. And your amen is not born again. I say, I know that God is here.
Amen.
I know that God is with you.
Amen.
And divinely, he will assist you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before we go into storytelling, quickly turn to Exodus chapter 8, verse 28. I didn't ask you to sit down. Exodus chapter 8, verse 28. I thank God for my wonderful daughters and sons, for that wonderful rendering and singing and jumping. I just be careful if you are not at their age group. If you jump like they jump, you need some Advil. Let's give the Lord a clap offering for the wonderful choir. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 28, Exodus 8, 28, and Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far. Today you are going to pray. Yes, you have made up your mind, you won't go back. You won't turn back. God, your presence is with me. Devil says, okay, I agree. But you can stay in one spot. Don't grow. Don't go far in your Christian race. Don't go far in your commitment. Don't go far in your devotion to the Almighty God. But you are going to raise up your hand this morning. First and foremost, you are going to thank him that he has saved you. You are going to thank him for his name in your life. You are going to thank him for the salvation of your soul. Raise up your two and just thank him. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him for the blood. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for his grace upon your life. Thank you that you are now adopted into the family of the living God. Thank you because you have God as your father. You have Jesus as your senior brother. You have the Holy Ghost as your guide. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Open your mouth and just bless his name. If you feel like singing, sing unto him and say, God, you are worthy. God, you are mighty. I want to thank you that I am saved, that I am born again, that your love, that your grace, your mercy has found me. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now you are going to pray and say, Father, I declare in the name of Jesus that I will go far in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, emotionally, financially, maritally, I will go far in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer for yourself right now. Say, Satan, listen to me. In the name of Jesus, I will go far in the name of, in my commitment to the Lord, I will go far in the name of Jesus. In my service to the Lord, I will go far in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. You are going to say, Father, let every Pharaoh who says I will not go far become a guest at the bed of the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. Every Pharaoh in my life that is speaking to my heart, that is becoming an obstacle, that says I will not go far, I decree today that every Pharaoh in my destiny become a guest at the bed of the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. Offer that prayer in the name of Jesus. You will go far in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle in the name of Jesus. Anything in my destiny constituting themselves as Pharaoh, let them be a guest at the bed of the Red Sea in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You are going to say, Father, let every troubler of my Israel receive permanent confusion and scattering of tongues in the name of Jesus. Every troubler of my Israel receive permanent assignment of confusion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray right now. Pray right now. You are going far. Every troubler of your Israel, in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I prophesy into your life this day, by the name that's above every other name, that you will go far. You will serve God. Physically, spiritually, materially, you will go far. In the name of Jesus. Everything constituting themselves as Pharaoh in your life that is boasting, that is bragging, that is standing on your way of going very far, I decree by the name of Jesus, they will become a guest at the bed of the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. Every troubler of your Israel, permanently, they shall be silenced. In the name of Jesus. Paul says, from henceforth, let no man trouble me. In the name of Jesus, in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, every troubler of your Israel, I silence them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In dedicating the sanctuary this morning, we just want to worship the Almighty God. And do you know that San Antonio Salvation Center is a name? Hallelujah. When you come to this sanctuary and says, in the name of the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the founder of the church, the owner of the church, I come into this sanctuary. Father, answer my prayers. And because Redeemed Christian Church of God is a covenant church, God will hear you. I say, God will hear you. So you are going to ask for the presence of the Almighty God. And say, God, this is your sanctuary. This is your building. Come and take over now. We hand over the key of the church to you. In the name of Jesus. Let angels of the living God begin to trafficate this place now. In the name of Jesus. But before we pray that prayer, we are just going to worship him. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our heart we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You were awesome. You are awesome in this place. Shall we all go on our knees as we worship this mighty God this morning? The owner of the church, the God of Israel, the Lord of the church, the unchanging changer, the miracle worker, the one the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Worship his majesty.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
You are awesome, Lord.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
You are awesome, Daddy.
You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of my praise. To you our hearts we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
Why don't you just worship him? Tell him that he's mighty. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Glorify him. That there is none like him. Tell him that he's God. The Almighty. The All-Sufficient. most awesome,
is your name.
The most mighty,
is
the God of
name.
All gods, the Lord of all lords. You are worthy, you are mighty. We worship your majesty. There is none like you. Mighty God, mighty God.
Awesome God,
how great thou art. You are God,
you are God,
mighty
by your miracles,
descending
all of your holiness.
Lord, we bow,
Lord, we bow and worship.
And so, our Father and our God, we want to worship your majesty. The God who is God only by himself. Awesome. Majestic. Omnipotent. Omniscience. The only wise God. The Lord of all lords. The King of all kings. The governor of governors. The president of presidents. The God that says so, and it is so. The same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. You are the mountain mover. You are the storm calmer. You are the red sea dryer. You are awesome. You are majestic. You are glorious. You are mighty. Only you are God. Every other God is a dead God. But our God is alive. Our God is alive forevermore. You are beautiful. You are exalted. You are richer than the richest. You are bigger than the biggest. You are the God of the redeemed Christian Church of God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be be magnified,
be magnified,
O Lord,
in this place, O God.
You are highly exalted,
and there is nothing,
and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
Be
magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, here is your sanctuary, the covenant keeping. The covenant making God. It is in your name we come this morning. We dedicate this sanctuary, the redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, San Antonio, to the God of the redeemed Christian Church of God, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Mighty God, we pray that your eyes be continually open to this sanctuary in the name of Jesus. Make it a salvation center. Make it a solution center. Make it a miracle center. Make it a deliverance center. Make it a Holy Ghost center. Make it a healing center. Make it a center of miracles. A center of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that from today, that the angels of the living God will start to traticate this sanctuary in the name of Jesus, bringing joy, bringing favor, bringing promotion, bringing anointing in the name of Jesus. Because this is your sanctuary, When your children come to this center, those who are barren in the name of Jesus, and they come to pray to the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in this sanctuary, make them fruitful. If the jobless come here, make them millionaires. If the sinners come here, save them. If the sick come here, heal them. In the name of Jesus, everyone that has a need or the other, when they enter into this sanctuary and they call on the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, answer them in the name of Jesus. If there is pestilence in the city and your people turn to you and they come into this sanctuary, hear, O God, from heaven, and let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Because your people are here today, give them a dedication miracle. Give them a dedication miracle. Let this day be the beginning of new things. Beginning of joy. Beginning of promotion. Beginning of favor. Beginning of mercy. Beginning of blessing. In their lives, in the name of Jesus. Do what only you can do. And take all the glory. Your servant and his wife and his children. Send destiny helpers to them. Help them. In the name of Jesus. Mighty God, let the latter end of this church be greater than the former. Bring people in their thousands and make this your sanctuary. Thank you for answer prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. 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 Congratulate your neighbor. Say, congratulations, you are here today. You will receive a dedication miracle. You will receive a dedication miracle in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. God bless you this morning. Quickly, let's turn our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 11 to 22. And the title of the message this morning is Divine Assistance. As you are turning your Bible, I want my wife to come and say, welcome. Amen. Just to greet you all, just for, you know, 1 minute. Hallelujah. She is the agave nectar in my green tea. Hallelujah. She's my sweetheart and my friend.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to say that I'm really honored and blessed to be here this morning. I thank God for Pastor Sunny and Pastor Joyce. They've really always, every time we come, we've always felt so welcome here. So the hospitality has been awesome. And everyone that has, you know, welcomed us has just done a fantastic job. Thank you so much to the protocol team and the hospitality team and all the church members that have, you know, helped us in one way or the other. And my prayer is that God will continue to bless you as you've honored us. Each time we come, God will continue to honor you and promote you to higher heights in Jesus' name. And I truly believe that you are going places, because every time I come, there's always something new happening, and it's a bigger church, there's new things, there's more excitement, and I know God is going to do it. Just stay faithful and, you know, to his word, and be obedient to his word, and God will surely honor you in what you're doing, and he will definitely bring all those prayers and things that you've been putting before him, they will come to pass in Jesus' name. So thank you once again on behalf of my husband and our family. We are truly honored to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for my son, Pastor Kwe Sani. He's a man of integrity. Amen. I've known him for years, and there's been no issue in your church. There are many churches, it's fight and fight and fight and fight. But there is peace here. We appreciate you. The Lord will assist you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And to my daughter, Pastor Joyce, do you know why pastors always marry the most beautiful woman in the church? Do you want to know how? Why God does that? Because she's very beautiful. Amen. If you don't like that, when I give you the mic, say that to your wife too. Praise the Lord. You know why God always gives the pastors the most beautiful women? Because every time pastors, everybody stand up. Let's pray. Close your eyes. They have their eyes open. God, is it that one? Is it that one? Is it? And God said, for this man not to trouble me, the most beautiful one, that's the one, that's your wife. We appreciate you, man. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will increase you. You will finish well. in the name of Jesus. And the children the Lord has given to you, they be greater than both of you combined. In Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. If you have found it, say, I found it. If not, turn to your neighbor and say, what page number is it in your Bible? 2 Chronicles chapter 7. You find it? From verse what? No, 11. 11. I say, amen. I will read 11. I want you to read 12 until we reach verse 22. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make the house of the Lord and his own house, he prosperously effected them. Actually, they said he completed them gloriously. Verse 12. Together, verse 12. All your prayers will be answered today. And God will make this house a house of sacrifice. He said, if I shut up the heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, if I send pestilence among my people, verse 14. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend on the prayer that is made in Salvation Center, San Antonio, Texas, perpetually in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you see the name of my church there? You didn't see it in verse 15? You better put the name of your church there. Amen. Verse 16 together. It's only the pastor that got the message. It's only the pastor that get the message. Read that verse 16 together and put Salvation Center San Antonio. For now, I have chosen Salvation Center San Antonio, that my name will be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David your father has walked, and do according to all that I've commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments. Verse 18. But if you turn away and you forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have said before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them. Verse 20. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it. Amen. No, don't say amen. Be careful what you say amen to. God is saying, if you don't follow me, I will make this a castaway church. Listen, it says, and this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, what hath the Lord done unto this land and unto this house? Together, verse 22. The Lord will not bring evil upon us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This shall be a house of laughter. Amen. A house of dancing. Amen. A house of celebration. Amen. Amen. And there are going to be many millionaires from this church. Amen. There are going to be many business owners from this church. Amen. And we are going to dedicate many babies in this church. Amen. Many houses are going to be dedicated here. Amen. Because God is here. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are talking about divine assistance. There are two words in that topic, divine. What does divine mean? Divine means it is from God. It proceeds from God, and only God can make it happen. Who is this God? He is the Balm of Gilead. Who is this God? He is the Rock of Ages. Who is this God? He is our sufficiency. He is the reigning King. He is the absolute God, the distinguished one, the only one of Israel, the God of laughter, the God of joy, the God of signs and wonders. He is the Son of righteousness. He is the unchanging changer, the immovable mover. He is the promise keeper. He is the door opener. He's the one that opens and no man can close. He's the one that closes and no man can open. Hallelujah. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He is the Ancient of Days. So when we talk about divine assistance, the divine we are talking there is God. Then when we are talking about assistance means help. It means support. It means somebody to aid you. It means when God takes your natural and puts his spiritual in it and makes you supernatural. Hallelujah. Somebody is here this morning that God is going to divinely assist. I say somebody is here this morning who is going to receive divine assistance in the name of Jesus. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 38, Acts 10, 38, he says, and God, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. When God is assisting you, that means God is with you. How God assisted Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Say, the way I'm looking at you, God is going to assist you. I said, God is going to assist you. When we are talking about divine assistance, that means everything around you is going great. Amen. Everything is going God's way in your life. You are riding high. You are a winner. Hallelujah. You are on top of your game. And you are like Anna in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. If you can look at the Message Bible. He said, now I am walking on air. I am dancing my own dance. I am laughing at my rivals. When God divinely assists you, you are going to be walking on air. You are going to make up your own song. You are going to be dancing your own dance. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in the house this morning? After God assists you, you are going to make up your own song. Hallelujah. And the choir are going to beg you, please come and sing with us. Because why? When God divinely assists you, you are going to make up your own song. You are going to make up your own dance. And people will start to dance with you. God will divinely assist you. In the name of Jesus. When God divinely assists you, like Esther. Esther chapter 2 verse 15, you obtain grace. Amen. You are going to be chosen as queen. I don't know whether you know the story of Esther. Esther was a village girl. Nobody discounts her. We don't even know her father. We don't know her mother. But when God divinely assisted her, can you imagine a village girl wearing high heel shoes? Hey, disaster. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine a village girl putting on makeup? The color will not match. But when God divinely assists you, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter whether you know how to put on makeup. It doesn't matter whether you put a white socks with a red socks. Hallelujah. When God divinely assists, everybody will be giving you approval. People will start to say, you see how she's dressing. I want to dress like her. In the name that's above every other name, God will assist you. I said, God will assist you in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9, John chapter 5, verse 2 to 9, there was a man there by the pool of Bethsaida. Amen. He has been at the pool for how many years? 38 years. Waiting for the turning of the waters. And every time he tried to jump inside the water, somebody jumped ahead of him. For 38 years, he has been waiting. This day came. Jesus came and says, do you want to be made whole? And the man started telling stories. It's not the way you pray, it's not your grammar that God is interested in. The day God is going to visit you and you are going to receive divine assistance, maybe all you know how to do is, God, help me. God, help me. You don't even know how to speak in tongues. And God says, do you want me to help you? And say, yes. Say, get up. Go. Take over San Antonio for Christ. And only people in the front are saying amen. Amen. No, I can hear the children say amen. Amen. No, I can only see the women say amen. Amen. No, and I can hear the men. God will assist you. Amen. For 38 years in one spot, the day God assisted him, says, take up your bed. That same second. We never know whether this man go to church. We never know whether he spoke in tongues. We never even know whether he joined the choir. God just came and said, take up your bed. Raise up your hand and say, Father, divinely assist me today. Say, I divinely assist me today. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, the story we read this morning about King Solomon. God wanted to build a house. God needed a house. And there is a man who volunteered, David. He said, God, I am ready. You don't need to pay. I have the money. I have the riches. And God says, I don't want you. God will not reject you. Amen. I said, God will not reject your sacrifice. Amen. And God says, no, it is not you. I want your son. Do you know that Solomon's mother was the seventh wife? Hello? Was what? And I'm thinking, God, if you want to choose somebody, choose it from the first wife. How the wisdom of God is. Hallelujah. I don't understand why God would choose somebody like Solomon is not the smartest. No wonder. When God called him, after he made 1,000 offerings, God said, what do you want? He said, God, between me and you, among all my brothers, I'm not the smartest. Just between me and all I need, give me wisdom. God will give you wisdom. It is not by power, nor by might. It's not by your education, nor your status, nor the family where you came from, nor your family order, nor where your mother came from. It's just divine assistance. And God says, Solomon, I have chosen you. You asked for wisdom, I've given you more than anybody else. And that which you did not ask for, I've given to you. That which you did not ask for, because today is Dedication Sunday, God will give it to you. I said, God will give it to you. In the name of Jesus. It is a privilege to be called a worker. It is a privilege to be called a child of the living God. Do you know that God has the right to go to Harvard and say, the people I want in my kingdom are people who are the best and the brightest? How many of you will sue God for that? Hallelujah. But he chose you. Why don't you give your neighbor a high five? Say, I'm the one. No? I am the one God have chosen. Whether you like me or not is inconsequential. Whether you like my face or not, it doesn't matter. I am the one God has chosen. Hallelujah. Quickly this morning, who are the people that receive divine assistance? The people that have received divine assistance in the past. What are the characteristics? What set them apart? There are four things about their life. Number one, there's what you call God factor. Amen. Because when you look at the story of St. Antonio Church, if not for God factor, we'll have been in our former place. If not for God, we'll have still been praying, asking God to give us money for the building. No wonder God factor is necessary in your life for you to receive divine assistance. No wonder Bible says in Psalm 127 verse 1 and 2, Psalm 127, 1 and 2, it says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And except the Lord watch the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. Hallelujah. Only God can make it happen. Maybe you didn't hear me very well. Only God can make it happen for you. John chapter 15 verse 5. John 15, 5. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same does what? Bear forth much fruit. For without me, hey, you can become a billionaire in San Antonio. Without me, you can, even without God, you can take your next breath. Without me, you can even dress yourself. He said, without me, you can do zero. What's involved in zero? Zero. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Sir, man, listen to me. God has not created a world in which he will be irrelevant. God is a jealous God. And sir, ma, he will not tolerate anything that will take his place in your life. Never. You may work very hard. The day you take God out, the day you start to go down, you will never go down in Jesus' name. I said you will never go down in Jesus' name. Do you know that even there are some laws of spiritual gravity, that even if the door open, there are some principalities and powers who don't want you to go far. But with God on your side, you will go far. Amen. I say you will go far. Amen. What did Solomon do to make sure there is God factor in this building? Do you know what he said in 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 3? 2 Chronicles 1 3. He says, so Solomon and the congregation with him, they went to the high place. And what did they do there? What did they do? It was at Gibeon. There with the congregation which Moses the servant of God has made, they prayed unto the Almighty God. And after they have prayed, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 6, he said, then he went there to offer 1,000 burnt offering. To who? Not to the God of the land, but to the God of Jerusalem. Sir, ma, God will help you. God will assist you. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 6, 26 to 27. There was a woman who cried to the king of Israel. And he said, guess what? There is famine in the land. Everybody is eating their own children. But king, please help me. Do you know what the king said? He said, if God did not help you, I can't help you. Look at it. And Israel was passing by the wall, and he cried a woman unto him, saying, help me, my Lord, O king. Look at next verse 27. Verse 27. Can we say it? Can we read it together?
And he said, if the Lord do not help me,
turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Say, if God did not help you, there is nothing I can do. If God did not help you, vain is the help of man. Sir, ma, there are great doors which can never be opened by man or by yourself. Even those doors, the adversary will see to it that it is closed. But there is a God who is called the bulldozer. He's going to bulldoze every obstacle from you moving up in the name of Jesus. So point number one, for you to receive divine assistance. Point number one that I have learned in the life of those who have received divine assistance is what? God fact. Number two, avoid presumption. Avoid what? Presumption. What is presumption? Presumption is an assumption that something is true. Being too confident, you are arrogant. Even though that thing has never happened, you are acting as if it has happened. That is presumption. I like the way our Father in the Lord put it in the Open Heavens of July 30, 2012. Open Heavens, July 30, 2012. He said, God promised in Proverbs 23, verse 18, Proverbs 23, verse 18, that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. But how come the expectations of some righteous are being cut short? Why? Has God failed? Has the word of God failed? No! But what are your assumptions on your expectations? If it is not based on God, those assumptions will be cut short. But in the name of Jesus, your expectation will never be cut short. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 42 to 44, Deuteronomy 1, 42 to 44, a document there about Moses and the Israelites. They want to fight the Gibeonites. And God told Israel, don't go. I will not be with you. And they say, hey, hey, hey. God will go with us. The God that dropped the Red Sea, we remember our father. God says, I will not go. They presumed on God and they went ahead. Guess what happened? They were defeated. You will never be defeated in Jesus' name. I say you will never be defeated in Jesus' name. Eli was a man who presumed on God. God told Samuel, Samuel, sir, go and tell my prophet, his son, Ophni and Phinehas. They defiled the temple. I'm about to do something in Israel that after I do it, everybody will respect me as God. And do you know what? Samuel went and told Eli, Come. What did God say? He said this. He was trembling when he was telling Eli. Do you know what Eli said? He said, he is God. Let him do what he pleases. Hello? Look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Samuel 3:18. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what? Let him do what? Instead of him to fall flat on his face and say, God, I am sorry. He presumed on God. Do you know what happened? Because of a presumption. Hophni died in battle. Phinehas died in battle. The wife of Hophni on the same day died during childbirth. Eli, on that same day, he fell backward and broke his neck. Because he presumed on that day, Israel lost their battle. On that same day, the Ark of the Covenant was removed. Turn to your neighbor. Look, point to them and say, please, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, if you're a member of this church, don't presume on God. Don't go to God and say, que sera, sera. Whatever will happen, will happen. Really? God will help you in Jesus' name. There was a man called Samson in Judges chapter 6, verse 20. They told him, Samson, the enemies are on you. He presumed on God. He shook himself as if the anointing was there. He took God for granted. And do you know what the enemy did? They plucked off his eyes. Anybody that presumes on God, the eyes of vision, the eyes of greatness will be plucked off. Raise up your hand and say, Father, from today, in the name of Jesus, I will not presume on you. I will not take you for granted. I will walk straight. I will talk straight. I will do your will. And every battle in my life will become a cheap battle. I'm going to run over every battle. I'm going to win every battle. In the name of Jesus, I will win. Because I will not presume on God. In Jesus' name. What are the first things you must do now for you to have divine assistance? God factor. Number two. Number three, pray your way through. What's number three now? Sir, ma, your attitude to prayer will determine your altitude in life. Maybe you didn't hear my grammar. Maybe you didn't hear my accent. I'm repeating myself. Your attitude to prayer will determine your altitude in life. Prayer is a spiritual railroad along which God conveys his blessing. Anyone who refuses to pray will become a prey. Can we say it together? Anyone who refuses to pray will become what? James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17. James 5, 16 and 17 summarized the life of Elijah in two sentences. Elijah prayed. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man. How many people have been made righteous by Jesus Christ in the house? Turn to your neighbor. Say, do you know I'm a saint? No, don't look at me funny. I am a saint by the blood of Jesus. So when you want to call me now, call me saint. Hallelujah. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous sister, righteous brother, has power in its effect. And the next verse, he says Elijah prayed. And because he prayed, sir, listen to me. Men may spurn your appeal. Men may reject your message. Men may oppose your argument. Men may despise your person. But they are helpless against your prayers. Hello? I said they may not like your accent. You are going for an interview. They say they don't want you. Don't worry. There's a story of a brother named Brother Emeka. Amen. Right while I was in Detroit, this brother was a medical doctor. He wants to do his residency in MedPeds, that is medicine and pediatrics. He went for the interview and they look at him and say, you are black. He said, oh, yes, sir, I'm black, sir. Praise the Lord. They said, guess what? MedPed is not a program we want. We don't want you. Amen. Listen and listen very well. We already have our candidate. He said, okay, when you are doing your residency, what is your first choice? He said, St. Joseph, sir. What is your second choice? St. Joseph, sir. What is your third choice? St. Joseph, sir. Oh, okay. What is your option of residency number one? He said, MedPed, sir. What is your second choice? MedPed, sir. What is your third choice? They say, you are crazy. We don't want you. He said, yes, sir. After they interviewed him, he shook their hands and he went out. After everybody went out, he went around the hospital with his tambourine. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, my God. Hallelujah. The God that opens and no man can close. The God that can close and no man can. Who is like unto you? When people say no, there is a God that can say yes. You are mighty. You are glorious. He went around the hospital 7 times. Guess what? Guess what? I said, guess what? I said, guess what? Number one on the list, Brother Emeka. Praise the Lord. Sir, man, listen and listen to me well. It is not your job to fight anybody. It's not your job to fight your wife. It is not your job to fight your husband. You want your husband to go your way, go on your knees. Amen. You want your wife to do what you want, go on your knees. Hallelujah. There is a God who has the keys into the heart of kings, and he turns it wherever he wills. Sir, man, people may not like you. Amen. I never knew I was black until I came to America. Praise the Lord. I was in my engineering class. Somebody came to me and said, are you black? Don't you know you are black? I said, really? I never thought about it. Yes, I am. But guess what? I'm sitting in front of the class and I'm graduating on top of the class. Praise the Lord. Amen. Raise up your right and say, Father, what is impossible for man? Make it possible for me. In the name of Jesus. Every door that is shut, in the name of Jesus, I declare them open. I declare them open. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You may say, Pastor, slow down, slow down. You are getting excited. Amen. Tell us an example where people prayed, received answer. Just one. God told Abraham, Abraham, my friend, yes, your children are going to be in captivity for 400 years. Yes, sir. Israel, they were in captivity for 400 years. According to prophecy, at the end of 400 years, God's supposed to open the heavens. God kept quiet. And people kept quiet. They were managing. 401, God did nothing. 402, God did nothing. 403, God, what is your prophecy? Yes, my prophecy says I will turn my people free at 400. But as long as you are happy in captivity, you remain captive. If you are silenced, your problem will be silenced with you. Hello? Hello? In Exodus chapter 2, 23 to 25. Exodus 2, 23 to 25. The people, after 430 years, they say, oh God of the heavens, hear our prayers. The load is too heavy. We can't carry it anymore. Help us. God says, I thought you could do it yourself. Amen. After, in the process, the king of Egypt died and the children of Israel sighed. By the reason, do you know there are some prayers you pray that your grammar is not enough? It's just your heart. From the bottom of your belly, you say, God, help me. God, not God, lucretious, sanctimonious. God doesn't, not interested in your grammar. Amen. You must put the adjective before the noun. The noun, God is not interested. God is listening to the agony of your heart. In the bandage, they cried. Their cry came unto God by the reason of their bandage. In the next verse, God moved. After 430 years, sir, man, there is a God on this altar. There is fire on this altar. If you have prayed in your house and there is no answer, you have prayed with your husband, there is no answer, come upon this altar. Fire will come. Amen. I say, answer will come. Amen. I say, answer will come. In the name of Jesus. Sir, ma, if only you can pray, failure will turn to success. If only you can pray, stumbling blocks will convert it to stepping stone. If you can only pray, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, hallelujah, you will receive answer. Jabez, among every people. What did he say about Jabez? Hallelujah. Among everybody that has woes. Look at that 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Everybody named there, they are of the tribe of Judah. Woe, 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 woe. But there is a day, Jabez says, no more. I ain't taking this anymore. Pardon my American English. I will not. He went to the altar of God and said, oh God, oh, that thou will hear my prayers. Oh, that thou will enlarge my cause. Oh, that your hand will be with me. Oh, that you keep me from. The day he prayed, God answered. God will answer you. Amen. I say, God will answer you. Amen. in the name of Jesus. What is number one we need to do? Number two? Number three? Number four? This one is controversial, but you have to listen to me today. I have the mic. Number one, number four is that you must sow into the success that you desire. Can we say it together? You remember the first sacrifice Solomon made was in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6. He said, God help me, I'm not that smart. And he offered 1,000 offerings. Guess what happened? God answered him. Now on the day of the dedication, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 4 to 5, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 4 to 5. He says, and Solomon went up to the brazen altar. Amen? Why are you changing on me? Okay, okay. Go on. Before the Lord. Okay. And what did you do now? And King Solomon offered. The first one was 1,000 offering. But on the day of dedication, how many offering did he do? Help me out. Help me out. You can read. How many thousand? 22,000 burnt offering before the house. And in verse 12, the Lord appeared. Every time you offer a sacrifice unto the Almighty God, God always answers. What is a seed? Listen to me. I'm going to slow down now. Amen. A seed is what God has given you to enable you to face your future without fear. Hello? You cannot be fruitful without being seedful. Write that down. You cannot be fruitful without being seedful. The principle is no seed, no fruit. It is your seed that provokes a harvest. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 1 to 6. There are seven truths about seeds. Listen to them. Number one, seven truths about seed. Life is all about seed. Where there is no seed, there is no hope for life. What is number one law? Where there is no seed, there is no hope for life. Number two, every seed has a life and power to reproduce itself. Every seed has what? Life and power to do what? To reproduce itself. Number three law, the greatest gift God gave to man is the gift of seed. Number four law, every seed is potentially useless except it is planted. Am I going too fast? Ah, you're supposed to say no now. Every seed is potentially useless except it is what? Planted. Number five law, the most valuable asset of your life is your seed. Number six, what you sow is old. What you get back is new. And the new is always a multiplication of what you sowed. Number seventh law, no fruit can exist by itself. Every fruit is a product of a seed. Every fruit is a product of what? Of a seed. There are some wisdom. Seven wisdoms I want you to hear about seed. When a man begins to sow, his identity changes. I have discovered many decades ago, I've given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ since 1973. I have discovered, and I have been taught many people, that 100 days of fasting, what 100 days of fasting cannot do, a moment of quantitative sacrifice seed will settle it for life. Hello? You are not relevant until your hand releases something tangible into the life of others. Hello? You are this level. You want to move to this level. If you don't help the people that are below this level, you ain't moving to this level. Am I getting too advanced for you? No. You are going to hear the truth today. Hallelujah. I repeat again, you are not relevant until your hand releases something tangible into the life of others, to God and to your Creator. You must not observe the wind, the various needs around you. Amen. As long as you wait until all conditions are right, conditions will never be right for you to sow. When you eat your seed, you will die. But when you sow your seed, you will live. Nothing prolongs destiny like quantitative sacrificial sowing. Amen? The price of living is giving. Can we say it together? The price of living is given. Some people strive and work very hard to get all they can and can't all they get. But note, anything you cannot release, you cannot outgrow. Anything you cannot release, you cannot what? Outgrow. Despite the famine, Isaac sowed in the land. Amen. And in that same year, he received a hundredfold. You will receive a hundredfold in Jesus' name. There is a man called Archbishop Benson Idahosa. How many of you have heard about him before? This is what he said about sowing. He said, if what you have is less than what you need, give what you have to get what you need. Amen? You give to get and get to give. Your seed could be in cash or kind. Robert Schuller, the pastor of the Crystal Cathedral in LA, once said, you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you cannot count the number of apples in a seed. Am I talking to somebody? Don't only see things the way they are, but the way they will be. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. Let me give you two testimonies before I can conclude this morning. Number one, there was a time we are looking for a $12 million loan for our project in Texas. Amen, in Floyd. I went to every bank possible in America. I went to Chase Bank. They sat me down, myself and Pastor Gandhi. They said, how much loan do you want? I said, we want $10 million loan. In the village where you say you came from, in Floyd, how many people there? We said, counting the chicken and the goats, 100. They said, what? I said, counting the chicken and the goats and the people, 100. And so you want what? $12 million of what? Our money to sow into a village of 100. We say, yes, sir. Why don't you divide it into phases? You say, our phase one is 12 million. They drove us out of their office. Praise the Lord. Every bank we went to in America, they drove us out. But one day after we had prayed and said, God, hear us. I was in Florida. Listen and listen very well. A woman came, one of our senior pastor's wife, the AGO's wife, and she has a widow's ministry. And she said, you know what? This is all we need to take care of the widows. God says, this is your chance. Before she asked for offering, I raised up my hand and said, all the money you need, personal check, I paid for it. That same, it's on Sunday, Monday, somebody called me from Nigeria, $12 million loan, here is it. Sir, ma, your blessings is hanging in the air. The day you release, we call it a sacrifice, not your tithe, your offering. When it is a sacrifice, it hurts you. But give it unto God. There is a God of harvest in the heavens. When I released it that Sunday, and I said, God, is this coincidence? Shall I have given my money? God said, if you have not given that day, you will never have received the loan. Sir, there was a time Pastor Orisha Jaffa came for a convention. Big money. He said, I want people who can give me $6,000 for the project. And it was six what? Amen. Do you know our salary? It's hard. Amen. I saw my father and the Lord get up. I got up. $6,000. I said, this is my check. From that day, I've never been poor again. Sir, ma, there is a God in the heavens who hears, who knows. We have given our tithe and our offering. For this dedication, we are going to sow a seed. Pastor have not told me, I've not contacted the pastor, but I know I hear from the owner of the church. Amen. And it can overrule every one of us. We want to sow a seed today. There's a special prayer God said I should pray for you. What you have been expecting for years, instantaneously, this week, answer will come. Amen. I say, answer will come. In the name of Jesus. He says, cast your bread upon the waters and wait for it. And within this, harvest will come. All I need is I want 50 people can give me $250. Amen. Once I step down from the altar, I don't need your money again. Hallelujah. It can be an IOU, but you must pay it before the end of this month. There is a God that I serve, who I know, a God of turnaround. You may not have it right now, but one thing I know, that we think before the end of this month, there's going to be a turnaround in your life. Amen. There is a God of the harvest. Amen. Write your check to RCCG. I'm not taking the money. I'm going to sow my own seed too because I want a turnaround in my life. I call it a sacrifice. A sacrifice is not something palatable. I know the bills you have to pay. But, sir, man, I have been taught how to sow. And because I sowed, I've never paid 1 cent for my tuition. I went from high school to university. Not 1 cent until I get my PhD. I didn't pay 1 cent for tuition. Because I have learned to please him. I've learned to sow. Any man that sow, there is a habit. There is always life in your seed. Many people eat their seed, but you are not going to eat yours today. Write your check, 250. Sir, there's what God wants me to do. You are going to drop it, and I'm going to shake your hand, and I'm going to provoke harvest into your life. If you don't have it here, write I owe you, put your name there, amen, and the pastor doesn't even need to ask you, because if it doesn't leave your hand, no harvest will come. Bring your check here. I need a plate right here now. I need a plate. In the name of Jesus. As you drop, there's a special prayer I want to pray for you. As you drop, 250, sir, man, it's not going to kill you, but it's going to turn your life around. Guaranteed, in the name of Jesus. I don't do this all the time, but every time we do a building dedication, it's a covenant with the living God. Come over. Come over in the name of Jesus. I need a basket here. Wonderful ushers, I need a basket. Put it here in the front in the name of Jesus. Put it here. As you drop it, I will shake your hand. Harvest into your life in the name of Jesus. Harvest into your life in the name of Jesus. Harvest into your life in the name of Jesus. Harvest in the name of Jesus. Harvest into your life in the name of Jesus. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. Drop it and shake my hand. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. I already shook your hand once. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. 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 Listen, once I step down from this altar, 250 is no longer accepted. I will not shake your hand. I will not pray this prayer that I'm going to pray. I don't need it anymore. There is fire on the altar, and I know what I'm saying by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. 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 Where's your offering? Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. 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 It's not by compulsion. You don't have to give. But one thing I know, those who are giving, expect a harvest. Harvest into your life in Jesus' name. 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 Those of you who have shaken, stand up as I prophesy into your life. I worship you. The Lord mighty. the Lord glorious, the God of harvest. It says, as earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. This is the time for the seed. Harvest has no time frame to reach. You can still give. You can still give. You can still give. As long as I'm on this altar, as long as the message is still going on, you can still come. Maybe you are deciding. You can still come. It says, seed time and harvest will never cease. In the name that's above every other name, I prophesy into your life. The Lord will hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Adeboye, the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that God will defend you. This same God that we are dedicating this sanctuary to today, he will send you here from this sanctuary. He will strengthen you out of Zion. In the name of Jesus. This God, according to the word of the living God, he will remember your offering today. He will accept your sacrifice today. In the name of Jesus. He will grant you your heart desire. He will fulfill his counsel upon your life. From this day, you continue to soar. You continue to go up. You will never come down again. Every need in your life, physical, spiritual, financial, supernaturally, God, we attend to it. In the name of Jesus. From this day, lack has left your life. Perpetual dancing, perpetual celebrating, perpetual laughter. So I decree, so it shall be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can see, bring it. 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 You can sit down quickly, 5 minutes as I sit down. What must I do to receive this divine favor? Number one, you must be connected to God. You remember what are the four things you need to do now? God factor. Don't be presumptuous. Pray. And what? Sow to the success you desire. Now, what do I need to do? Number one, be connected to God. How many of you have ever had a dead car battery before? You have your car and you want to go. You are like me before. Not now. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm above that level now. Amen. My car stops, I call them. Hey, come and take care of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know what you do to be connected for that car to be charged? You know what you need to do? You get a live car that is running, that the battery is sound. Amen. You connect the positive of the good car to the positive of the dead car battery. You connect the negative of the live car to the negative of the what? You know what I'm talking about. And you allow that car to be running. And says, okay, Sister Ngozi, yeah. Okay, wait. Where is Sister Ngozi in the house? Praise. She didn't come to church today. Praise the Lord. Okay, now start. Boom, boom, boom. Why did this start? Because there is a live car that is connected to a dead car. Jesus Christ is the live car. Always running. Always powerful. The day you can connect Jesus positive to your positive, and you can connect Jesus negative to your negative, there is a turnaround in your life. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Any man, he say, he that covereth his sin will not prosper. But he that do what? Confesses and forsake, we obtain what? Mercy. Mercy is your portion. Amen. I say mercy is your portion. Amen. One more story. Once upon a time, there was a snake and a frog. They found themselves in the hole. And you know the snake is very powerful. He eats frog for lunch. He looked at the frog and said, today is my happy day. Today is my day of harvest. I'm eating you for lunch. Ah! The frog looked left and right, up and down. What am I going to do? God help me. He said, okay. I know, Mr. Snake. You are very powerful. You can eat me. But only one request. Why can't you just go and eat me out in the open? If you eat me in this hole, nobody will say you are strong and applaud you and say you are great. Mr. Snake, look and say, yeah! I need the applause. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Frog, take the lead. And Mr. Frog look around and see where people are gathered. He popped out. And the snake popped out. And when people saw the snake and the frog, what did they do? Praise the Lord. The story is very interesting. What you are trying to hide from God, God already knows about it. All he wants you to do is, the devil is a snake. He wants to eat you alive. And God says, just come out, just come out, come out, come out. And immediately you come out and say, God, I'm here. God is not going to go after you. He's going after the devil. He's going to smack the devil on the head. So all you need to do is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Help me, I'm out. What you are trying to hide from God, he already knows about it. Number one, be connected to God. Number two, celebrate little wins. Don't wait until your son brings A's to school, from school, before you start saying, hey, you are my boy. You see, you are like your father. Hello? When he bring the C, celebrate him. And when you celebrate those minor victories, he will bring a B. When you celebrate the B, he will bring the A. Many of us are waiting for big things to happen. Oprah Winfrey says, the more you celebrate in your life, the more is there to celebrate. Hello? Please, Jesus has not performed any miracle. He was at River Jordan. And God says, this is my beloved son, in whom I wept. Please, don't wait until you turn this place into a cathedral. You know what you are going to do? Invite people now. Say, wow, come and see my God. Come and see my church. Celebrate it. Take your wife out on a date. Don't wait until Valentine's Day. Pastor Sonny? Praise the Lord. Confession time. What do you need to do? Number one is what? What do you need to do? Be connected. Number two, celebrate little wins. Number three, be thankful. Sir, ma, if you are not thankful for what God has given to you, you are going to become a card-carrying member of the mummers. He says, neither murmur ye like the murmur in the wilderness, and we are destroyed of the destroyer. If God plans to bless you and you start to murmur, you know what he does? What he gave to you, he will take it back. And what he plans to do in the future, he withdraws it. Sir, ma, I beg you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. He says, in everything, do what? Whether your car is dead or is alive, whether your children are getting B's or A, whether your wife is cooking the right food for you or not, whether your husband buy you the rose or not, if you are never thankful for that husband, you are waiting for Arnold Schwarzenegger to come. He ain't going to come. Praise the Lord. If you are not grateful and thankful to God for that wife, you are looking for Halle Berry. Halle Berry ain't going to come. Praise the Lord. In everything, do what? Can we stand this morning in the name of Jesus and just wait and say, God, I thank you. Father, I worship you. You are a great God. You are mighty God. Choir, please help me worship the Almighty. Tell him that he's awesome. Thank you for this place. Thank you for this sanctuary. Thank you for this place. Thank you for promoting us. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for celebrating us. Worship him. God, you are good. God, you are kind. God, you are mighty. God, you are great. We love you. We worship you. That I did not die at childbirth. That I did not die of sicknesses. The sicknesses that affect people of my age never affected me. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord.
There is none besides thee.
Besides my God,
neither is
there any rock like our God.
There is none
holy as the Lord.
There is none
holy as the Lord.
There is none
besides thee, Lord.
Neither is there
any rock. Our God,
there is none holy as the Lord.
Father, we are grateful. Jesus, 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 we are grateful. There are churches who are celebrating 20 years and never have their own building. Their membership are not even up to ours. 10 years. See what you have done. We are proud of you. We are proud of you. We are proud of you. You are awesome in this place.
Mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are awesome in this place.
Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise.
To you our hearts we raise. You are awesome in this place. Mighty God.
Thank you. Thank you for the children department. Thank you for the young adults. Thank you for the women. Thank you for the men. Thank you for the pastorate. Thank you for Pastor Sonny. Thank you for Pastor Joyce. Thank you for their wonderful children. Thank you for San Antonio. Thank you for America. Thank you for this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you. 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 Receive our worship. Receive our praises in the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Quickly for 1 minute. If you are not rightly connected to God this morning, all eyes closed. Take your right hand and put it on your left chest. And ask Jesus to come into your life. Jesus, I want to be rightly connected to you. I want you, Father, to connect your positive with my positive. I want to like what you like. I want to hate what you hate. You said if I come to you, will not cast me out. I've been running it my way. But now I've realized that except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. I've been the driver of my own life. From this day, I'm turning the ignition key over to you. Take over my life. Have mercy on me. Save me. Write my name in the book of life. Make me your son. Make me your daughter today. You said if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, I shall be saved. I confess that Jesus is Lord. And I believe totally with my heart that he came and died for me. And because of my belief and my confession, I am saved. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, as many as prayed that prayer, have mercy. Let there be a transformational change. Let there be a divine turnaround. Let joy and laughter come. Make them your son. Make them your daughter. Thank you for answer prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you give the Lord a clap offering? Give the Lord a clap offering. If you say that prayer, raise up your hand quickly. If you say that prayer this morning, quickly raise up your hand. God bless you. You say that prayer, God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful daughters. Wonderful daughters. God bless you. Ushers, you see them? Please make sure you see them. Give the Lord a clap offering. Give the Lord a clap offering. They will see you after church. It is well with your church. Amen. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It is well with you all in Jesus' name.